Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name. Oh, bless the name. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, Father God, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving. We enter into your courts with praise, ever grateful unto you and unto you alone, Father God, because you're worthy. Hallelujah. You're worthy. Oh, you're worthy of the praise. You're worthy of the glory. You're worthy of the honor. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name of the living God. Oh, hallelujah. Father, we come on this morning with a grateful heart. We come on this morning, Father God, with an attitude of gratitude. We come on this morning, Father God, confessing every sin of omission and every sin of commission, Father, in the name of Jesus. Anywhere we have come short of your glory, Father God, hallelujah, the things that we did, we shouldn't have done, the things that we didn't do, we should have done, Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we honor you, Father God, hallelujah, for your faithfulness unto us, Father, we thank you for forgiving us, Father God, for all of our sins, Father, for you said when we confess our sins, Father, that you are faithful and you are just to forgive us and to cleanse us, Father, from all unrighteousness. So, Father God, hallelujah, we honor you, hallelujah, we say thank you, Father, for ushering us into a brand new day, a day we have not known or seen, Father God, a day that we will never know and never see again. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, this day is a gift. It's a gift from you, Father God, and we say thank you for it. Hallelujah. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Thank you. We embrace the gifts of this brand new day. Thank you for new mercies that embrace us, Father God. And Father God, hallelujah, by faith, we dedicate the day back over to you, Father, that you will unfold this day according to your will being done, Father, on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, God. We give you praise in everything, Father, for life, for health, for strength. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God, hallelujah. God, if we had 1,000 tongues, it would not be sufficient for us to express our gratitude unto you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you for all the ministry partners, Father God. Thank you for the visitors. Thank you for those who observe, drop in every now and then, Father God. La-di-da-di, everybody, God. We say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you. We ask that you remember them all today, Father, in your name. Thank you, Father. Thank you. And Father God, we thank you for your blessings upon the ministry, your blessings upon us. Oh, Father, your word is already blessed, Father. We just ask that you would anoint our ears to hear, our hearts to receive, and our spirits to obey. And we say thank you, Father. Thank you for hearing our prayers always. Thank you. Now, Lord, as you taught your disciples to say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Amen, amen. Bless the Lord Jesus. Bless the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you. Glory be to God. All of our first-time visitors, We greet you. Glory be to God, all of our lovely ministry partners. Good morning. Good morning. We pray that everybody had a wonderful, restful weekend. Whatever you did, we pray that Jesus was on your mind and the Lord has brought us back, amen, to start a new day and to start a new week of fellowship in the spirit. We are grateful for this, amen. If this is your first time with us, amen, we welcome you. Welcome, 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 welcome to the ministry, to our fellowship services, amen, a place where we meet 6 days a week, amen, have a seat at the breakfast table, amen, glory be to God, breakfast is about to be served, amen, for man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God, amen. We consider this breakfast table to be the breakfast place for champions. Amen, and we bless God. I am Dr. Alfreda. I am your host of your Kingdom Coach on this morning. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. And I'm telling you, if God don't keep you in the days that we're living in, you will not be kept. Simply glory be to God. But we want to thank God that he is a keeper. And he's keeping us, amen, because we're walking closely by him. We're not creating no space for nobody. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And so we say thank God. We are excited about a brand new day, and we are excited about a brand new week. Amen. But we can't focus on the week. We can't focus on the month. It's also a new month. I think we have some birthdays this month in April. I'll be looking at the calendar later on today. Amen. Glory be to God. But we can't focus on that either. All we have is what we have, and that's today. As a matter of fact, we don't even have today. All we have is right now. That's all we have is right now. And that's why the Bible tells us that now faith is, because that's all we have. Because there's a lot of people right here, glory be to God, that woke up this morning around the world. But guess what? Come 12 o'clock noon, they won't be here. You won't find them on this side of the world. No. When the sun goes down tonight, there's a lot of people that woke up this morning that won't be here tonight. That's just the truth. That's just the truth of the matter. It's a hard fact, but it's the truth. We pray. I know, boy, if God would answer our prayers, we would ask that certain people would never die. So we would say, God, please, not my mama. God, please, not my daddy, not my spouse, not my sister. Some people, we just don't want to die. Some of us don't want to die. But that's one prayer. You can pray all day and all night. You can pray all day and all night. Got to extend it, but that's one that he has to answer. Because it's appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. So, beloved, all we have is right now. So let's enjoy the moment. Amen. In Jesus' name. We have been sharing. We pray that you have been enjoying in our journey. Amen. Glory be to God. We dedicated the entire month. Amen, to Women's History Month, and we learned so much about that, Women's History, amen, we're not finished yet, amen, right after Easter, amen, we're going to come back to the Women's History, and we're going to run that to Mother's Day, we're going to run that for the balance of April after Easter, and the Lord said we're going to run it to Mother's Day, so that's going to give us another 4 weeks of focusing on the women. Amen. Glory be to God. So a lot of you will get an opportunity to come again. Amen. Glory be to God and share. Amen. Hallelujah. On some of the women in the Bible. This today, amen, we know that Easter is right around the corner. Right around the corner. Amen. Glory be to God. And, you know, we are preparing our hearts, which should be a daily event, preparing our hearts, amen, focusing on the death of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, amen, glory be to God, and his burial and his resurrection. Lord, and we know that a lot of you have been an observant to Lent. Amen. And Lent is, you know, we'll teach on Lent, maybe this week, I don't know. But my philosophy about Lent is this, that every day should be a season of Lent. Every day should be a season. Every day we should be in remembrance. Every day we should be preparing our heart, not just the 40 days before Easter. That's just my take on it. That's just my take on it. Amen. Glory be to God. Some of you know me. Glory be to God. It's like any other season that we celebrate. We shouldn't wait to December 25th, amen, to celebrate Christmas. Every day should be a season of Christmas. If you have something that you want to give somebody, you're going to wait to December the 25th, and here it is March? I mean, like, really? Really? Glory, every day should be a day of Thanksgiving. Glory be to God. You're going to wait till the last Thursday in November to talk about let's have a feast and invite family and friends? Really? It's April and you want to wait till November? You want to do something special for somebody and you want to wait for their birthday? And their birthday is 8 months from now? Really? I don't think so. I don't think so. That's not my philosophy, beloved. No. Give them their flowers now. Let's celebrate life now. Why? Because you don't know if you're going to be around tomorrow, and you don't know if they're going to be around tomorrow. Give your life to Jesus now. Glory be to God. Now. Why? Because that's all you got. And you better move fast because you don't know how much of that you got. So that's just my philosophy, amen. And so as we are, amen, preparing our hearts, amen, glory be to God, amen, hallelujah, we want to come with you with a word on today. Amen. We want to talk about doing right when it's not always easy. We are doing right when it's not always easy, beloved. Glory be to God. Because we have to do the right thing. It's God desires for us to do the right thing. Glory be to God. I want to draw your attention this morning to the book of Matthew, chapter number 5. And I want to read two verses in your hearing, verse number 23 and verse number 24. And it reads like this. Therefore, Father God, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Therefore, if I bring thy gift to the altar, and there remembereth that thy brother, let me read it out of the NIV for some of you who might be sort of new. I love the King James. I'm a King James girl. Amen. But I'm going to read it out of the NIV to help some of you today. And it reads like this. Therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother or your sister has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First go and be reconciled to them. Then come and offer your gift. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Beloved, let me ask you a question. Have you ever been hurt or offended by someone, but you tried to deal with the problem by pretending like nothing was wrong? It's all right. I'm going to be okay. I'm going to get over it. Whatever. You know what I mean? You try to push through it. You made every effort to smile, regardless of whether you felt like it or not. And then you find yourself forcing yourself to put on a bright, shiny, happy face. You're putting on a happy voice. You know what I mean? Hey, how you doing? How you doing? See, like nothing was wrong. Nothing was bothering you. But something was bothering you? When you smoothed all the wrinkles out in your forehead and straightened up your eyebrows and prayed that people didn't see what was reflected in your eyes, prayed that nobody saw the conflict that was raging in your heart. I think somebody wrote a song, amen, it says, smiling faces tell lies, they don't tell the truth. I know, you're praying. Come on, you know, let's pray with me. You're praying, amen, but something's in your heart against that person. Trying to have a conversation, trying to chit-chat, trying to do this, trying to do that, trying to act like everything is normal. You're trying to get over it. See? But you keep telling yourself, if I can just keep up this facade, then no one will ever detect my disgust. If I can just keep pretending like everything is okay, won't nobody know. All I got to do is keep a smile on my face. All I got to do is just be nice, make sure that I answer right, make sure my words are right, think before I speak. Won't nobody ever know what's in my heart for this person? However, beloved, in spite of your efforts, the bottle of hurt and offense inevitably surfaces. You tried to keep it on the low. You tried to keep it on the low, but here it comes. Oh, don't let them say the wrong thing. Oh, don't let a little spark. Oh, wait a minute. I said I wasn't going to let this thing go, but here it go. Now it's at the surface. Huh? Now you're backed up out of the corner now. Oh, don't let something else come up. Where did all this come from? Where did that rage come from, sister, brother? Huh? Something that you've had in your heart for days, for weeks, and for months. Perhaps you ran into the offender. Sometimes you go to the same church. You go to the same church. Go to the same places. Huh? Sometimes you speak to the person, hey, good morning. Hey, praise the Lord, bro. Praise the Lord, sis. You know, and those Judas kisses and all that. Y'all know what I'm talking about. But the other person didn't reply exactly the way you thought that he or she should reply when you spoke to them. You didn't want to speak to them in the first place because of the offense that's still in your heart. And then they didn't respond the way you wanted them to respond. Not even considering that maybe she didn't even have time to talk. Maybe she had another schedule. Maybe she was moving from the Sunday school department to try to get to the worship department or whatever. You don't even consider that. All you see is that they didn't respond the way you wanted them to respond. Or maybe the person was just being plain rude. Maybe you're dealing with a rude person. They speak when they want to speak. Y'all know. Everybody knows somebody like that. Always act like they got something on their mind. In either case, beloved, your flesh slipped into a silent mode of self-justification, mudslinging and name-calling. Inwardly, you may have thought poisonous thoughts. Oh, now the devil really jumps in now. You talking about giving the devil some room? You talking about giving the devil, amen, something to play with? Oh, the devil going to take advantage of that. Because now the devil's going to whisper in your ears that that's exactly what I expected from that person. I don't know why I even try. She will never change. He will never change. They just rude. They just ignorant. They just niggas. They just arrogant. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Suddenly you were consumed with negative feelings that you couldn't control. What happened here, beloved, amen, and jot this down for those of you taking little notes this morning.
You became a prisoner to your own emotions. That's something that you don't want to do. You write that down this morning. I do not want to become a prisoner to my own emotions. Those negative thoughts kept rolling around in your heart and your soul, tearing you up on the inside. By not bringing those wounded emotions into the light, beloved, you allow them to fester in darkness and wreak devastation in your life. There's a reason that the Holy Spirit tells us to do whatever he tells us to do. He said, bring it to the light. You were offended by that person. Huh? He didn't say wait for the person to come to you. He said, glory be to God. Because when you're holding on to it in the dark, and you best believe anything you hold on to in the dark belongs to Satan. It's his now. Glory be to God. He said, bring it to the light. Glory be to God. And to top it off, ugliness revealed that you are just as wrong as the other person. They nasty, now you nasty. They got an attitude, now you got an attitude. They ain't speaking, you ain't speaking. Beloved, learning how to deal with these conflicts, learning how to resolve these conflicts, and to move on in the love of God is the key to achieving victory in our relationship. It is the key to receiving victory in our lives. We must deal with our hearts and then make sure that our outward actions reflect a walk of love. Part of those outward steps, beloved, may be going to the offender to confess your hurt. You know, sister, what you said the other day, you know, I was just a little bit taken back. The person might not even know what you're talking about. That's why the Spirit said you go to them. Because they didn't even know what they were, they didn't even know they offended you. They might have just been joking around, might have said, a lot of times I said, what? I said, what day was that? What time was it? A lot of times people, you got to call back and refresh them to the moment because they don't know what the heck you're talking about. That's why the Holy Spirit said, no, I'm waiting for them to come to me and apologize. They don't even know they got something to apologize for. So the Holy Spirit, being all wise, says, you go to them and let them know that you have been or acknowledge his or her hurt. I know there's times the Holy Spirit says, go and apologize. Go to this person and make it right. I don't, to tell the truth, I ain't even quite sure what I did, but because the Holy Spirit told me to go, I go. Brother, I just want to apologize if I said anything or did anything to offend you. No. See, sometimes they tell you, sometimes they won't tell you. But the Holy Spirit don't never lie. See, what is he doing? Mending the relationship, making the relationship right. What are we doing by that? Not only are we making the relationship right with the individual, we're making the relationship right with God. Beloved, we got to get right and stay right with God. When we do what God tells us to do and do it the way God tells us to do it, we always win. But you might say, but oh, this is so hard, Pastor, and it's so embarrassing to do this. Yeah, you're right. I agree. Write this down this morning. I'm going to tell you the truth. Jesus said he is the truth. Doing the right thing is not always easy. Doing the right thing is not always easy. our need to confess our hurt and make things right usually comes to our minds when we are in worship. You're praying, glory be to God, amen, worshiping God, amen. And I know that, and that's how God deals with me too. Then he'll drop something in. So-and-so was offended the other day. It takes me back sometimes. Say, what? Huh? When you're in prayer, when you're in worship. In fact, beloved, that's the essence of what Jesus said in our scripture today. And I hope you wrote it down. Matthew chapter 5, verse 23, verse 24. And these verses, beloved, this is what Jesus is telling us. He says, therefore, if I bring thy gift to the altar, and you remember that your brother have ought against thee, what did he say? He said, leave your gift. Leave your gift right there. Before the altar. Don't go nowhere. Leave that gift right there. And go your way. He said, first, the first thing I want you to do before you give your gift is be reconciled to your brother. And that includes be reconciled to your sister. Let's make things right. Let's do the right thing. He said, then after you make it right with your brother, your sister, he said, then come and offer your gift. Beloved, Jesus was saying that as you bring a gift to the altar, maybe it's a financial gift, maybe it's an act of worship, maybe it's a prayer, or simply your decision to draw nearer to God, and you may remember suddenly in a flash of a moment that there is an issue between you and another person. If an issue has suddenly been quickened to your mind, when you come before God in prayer or worship, beloved, it is likely the Holy Spirit is speaking to your heart in order to bring an issue to your attention. Maybe it's something that you were not aware of. Because I know a lot of times when the Holy Spirit shows me his stuff, it's not, I'm not aware of, because I don't go around offending people on purpose. I try to be very polite. I try to think before I speak. Glory be to God. And pray before I speak. And I try to say kind words. I try to speak in wisdom. I don't go around hurting people's feelings. So when the Holy Spirit shows me, amen, it's something that I'm not aware of, and maybe the same with you. Or maybe it's something that you tried to ignore and just didn't want to face. Because a lot of times I have been offended. And I just try to shake it off and pray over it and say, oh, God, you know what I mean? I forgive them. I forgive them, Lord. Yeah, you're supposed to forgive them, but that ain't the steps that God told you to take. God didn't say just forgive them. God said go to the person. See, we try to do shortcuts. We try to do shortcuts, beloved, and shortcuts don't work in the Lord's kingdom. We got to do things God's way. Listen to this, beloved. When the Holy Spirit quickens it to you, this is a game changer. Want to know why? Because now it makes you personally responsible for whatever the Holy Spirit has revealed to you. The Holy Spirit just didn't reveal it to you because he didn't have nothing to do at lunchtime. The Holy Spirit revealed it to you because it's something that he wants you to do. And Jesus said that if you suddenly remember that your brother or your sister has ought against you, God said it is your God-given responsibility to put forth the effort as quickly as possible to make it right. And sometimes it do take effort. Yes, it do. Yes, it does. You talking about humility? You talking about learning humility? You talking about getting rid of pride? You talking about walking in obedience? Yeah, it do take some effort. The scripture says this, beloved. It says this here. It says, Therefore thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there remembereth that thy brother have aught against thee. Let's look at that word aught, has aught against thee. That word aught in the Greek, anything at all. In other words, this doesn't have to be something of a big issue. It don't have to really be no big thing. He says aught, it could be just a little teeny thing, just a little slither. Why? And that's all the devil needs. That's all the, he said aught, anything at, oh, that's just a, that ain't no big deal. The Lord didn't say take the big deals to the person and let them know that was a big deal. No, he says aught. No, that was a little deal, but it took effect. If the Holy Spirit brings anything to your mind that wrongfully exists between you and a fellow believer, regardless of it's how big it is or regardless of how small it is, Jesus commands you to leave your gift at the altar. Go and find that individual and be reconciled. It may seem like a minor issue, beloved, but if the Holy Spirit has quickened it to your mind, you need to treat the situation seriously. And you need to treat the situation immediately and get reconciled with that individual. Now, the word reconciled in our scripture refers to mutual concession after mutual hostility. I'm going to say that again so you can write it down for those of you taking notes. Reconcile. The definition of reconcile means it's a mutual concession after mutual hostility. The idea of concession is giving up an argument, surrendering a point, conceding to someone else, or letting something go and refusing to let it be an issue. In other words, beloved, even though the issue is not totally agreed upon, you have at least agreed to be right with each other. And I think that's where they come up with the saying, let's agree to disagree. But the point is there's an agreement now. There's no hostility here. The sad fact is that most of the problems that people hold on to and allow to wreak havoc in their lives are truly insignificant problems. Now, that is the sad fact. Most of the time, it is really, really, really the small stuff that cause big divisions, cause breakouts, cause fights. Come on now. Y'all know what I'm talking about. People not talking for weeks and months and years over something really, really, really minute. Many people are sent reeling into a maze of emotions over meaningless issues, which they subsequently magnify and exaggerate in their minds to a point where it becomes absurd. Because you know you're always going to add a little bit in it. Yeah, well, the person was 10 minutes late. Well, yeah, when they came in here 2 hours late, it wasn't no 2 hours late. And they came in here dragging. No, you know they wasn't dragging. See, we always want to exaggerate it now. You're always going to put a little bit of flavor on it. You're always going to make it a little bit juicy. Huh? That's how the devil works. And now it's just absurd. I mean, like, really, how did you get over there from there? How did you move from here to there? Will you please tell me? What we're doing now is we are literally making mountains out of molehills. And the truth of the matter is, beloved, if we tell the truth on this early morning, starting our week off right, we've all been guilty of this from time to time. And some of us are guilty of it right now. Beloved, if I was to, amen, open up the lines, which I'm not going to do this morning, Glory be to God. And everyone, amen, we wanted to take some time and share all of some of the silly conflicts that we've experienced with family and friends and the co-workers. Glory be to God. I'm sure that we could talk for hours and hours and hours and share our testimonies. You know, we'll sit and we'll laugh over some of the silly things that upset people. Glory be to God. I know I got some stories. See, and sit and laugh and just see just how foolish we all can be. If we then magnify our personal experiences by those thousands of other people, beloved, we'll begin to catch a glimpse of how many hours of people's lives are dominated by senseless, meaningless, unimportant debate. Most of life's conflicts fall into this category, beloved. They are small. They are temporary. They are ridiculous. They are emotional flare-ups that can later be seen in their true light. Perhaps humorous, or perhaps even stupid, but certainly not worthy of getting upset about. However, beloved, these trivial conflicts can easily become serious when we refuse out of pride to admit our error, when we refuse out of pride to apologize, when we refuse out of pride, beloved, to not let go of our offense. I know quite a few people. And even from time to time, the devil comes and try to put bitterness in my heart. Yeah, they know. Yeah, they just being smart. Come on, tell the truth and shame the devil. I ain't even going to call them on it. There you go. The devil's smiling now. Mm-hmm. Now, and the devil smiling on one end and you holding up your blessing on the other end, because God cannot bless disobedience. God already told you what to do if you was offended. And the sooner you deal with it, the better. Let me tell you, beloved, that bitterness, amen, can turn into rage. Amen. That rage turns into hatred. And we find out between David and Saul that hatred can turn into murder. That's how deep it can go. I ain't going to let it get there. Yeah, but guess what? Even at the stage you in is bad. You can't even embrace the person, talk to the person with a clean heart, clean spirit. You got to, amen, perpetrate to even get a conversation. Oh, no, the stage you in is bad. You're in a cancerous stage right now. When pride comes into the picture and someone gets offended, a minor incident that should have been laughed off will quickly become a wall that separates. Anytime something small becomes a major issue, beloved, we need to back up and reexamine what we are thinking and what we are feeling. Therefore, look inward and ask yourself. This is what you need to ask yourself. For those of you who want to be free, is this problem really so serious, or are we just letting this matter get out of hand, get way out of hand? People can't even talk to one another without hollering or screaming, cutting people short, hanging up on folks. Y'all know. Where did all this come from? Let's take it all the way back. And if we tell the truth, if we're going to put our finger on that one moment, amen, when they did something or said something that you didn't like and you never told them that you was offended by it, all this big hoop hurrah, all of this confusion, all of this backstabbing, all of this stuff, all of that comes back to that one moment that that thing went down. If you had addressed it, glory be to God, you probably would have been laughing about it by now. It would have been over with and gone. Beloved, it's hard to do the right thing. But if we're going to live in the freedom of God, in the liberty of God, and the blessings of God, then we got to do what God tells us to do. Why else do you think he put it in the book? Beloved, the Bible says offenses will come. Now, you don't have to never apologize for the word. Now, somebody called me and said, well, Pastor, you know what? You shared that scripture over there in Matthew 11. I was offended by the word. Now, you got a problem. Now, you got a problem here. And I can't make no apologies for God's word. But now, for something that Pastor Bradford did, you bring it to my attention, see? Glory be to God. And I'm going to look at that thing in the light of God's word, and I'm going to apologize. I'm going to apologize that I offended you in the way it went down. I'm apologize. See? Now, I can't change for being who I am. See, I ain't going to do that. But, you know, sister, brother, you know what? Let me apologize right now that you was offended by that. Let me tell you what I meant. So now the Holy Spirit got to call it back to my remembrance because I might not even know what the heck you're talking about. But this is okay. So let me, all right. And the Holy Spirit normally moves fast because he knew you was coming. And I'm going to get that thing straight. See? So you can get that thing off of your heart. See, hallelujah. And we both can be blessed. And beloved, in my closing today, as we are focusing, amen, on Lent, as we are focusing on the celebration of our Lord and Savior, I mean, this is our holiday. This here is our holiday for Christians. So let me tell you something. It's a blessing that Jesus was born. But if Jesus didn't die, baby, it just would have been just another baby. If Jesus hadn't died, if Jesus wasn't rose again, it was just another baby. Jesus could have called 10,000 legions of angels at any time to pull him out of the mess that he was in here on planet Earth. If Jesus didn't go to that cross, oh, this is our holiday. So we want to make sure that we celebrate this holiday burden-free, celebrate this holiday offense-free. Some of you need to get on the phone today and say, you know what, brother, sister, pray, say a prayer. You've been praying about it anyhow. So I'm just going to forget about it. Yeah, you forget about it. You say that, but then when it's time to talk to that person, come close to that person, you're feeling some kind of way. Now you're putting off to tomorrow what you said you was going to do today. You want to know why? Because you're offended. Once you've done what the Holy Spirit has told you to do, not what Pastor Bradford told you to do, because I'm just speaking what God is speaking today. And I try to do that every day. But once you have done what the Holy Spirit has told you to do, and you've done all you know to do to clear the air and to make wrongs right, then that last verse, verse 24, tells you what to do next as we close. It says, now come and offer your gift. Now bring your gift. You want to know why the Lord said? Because the Lord said, I wasn't going to accept the gift in the first place. But Lord, I was going to give this much money. Okay. He said, I wasn't going to accept it. What he told Cain and Abel. He said, I wasn't accept. You can't give me that over sin. It ain't going to be accepted. Well, I was going to do the prayer all to the day. For what? I ain't accepting that over sin. Well, God, I ain't did nothing. Sin is not just what you do. Sin is what you don't do. That's why they call it sin of omission and sin of commission. I didn't do nothing. They did it. Yeah, but I told you how to deal with it. I told you to go to them and let them know that you was offended. That's what you call the sin of omission. It's not what you do. It's what you didn't do that you should have done. It's still sin. All unrighteousness is sin. He said, but now that you done went to your brother and your sister and you got that thing straight, he said, now come on and bring your gift. glory, because I've been waiting to bless you. Oh, my God, hallelujah. He said, now come and offer your gift. Beloved, hopefully the other person has received you, but even if they don't, if you go to that person, they say to get lost, drop dead, go to H-E-L-L. You know how some people get me, glory be to God. At least you can rest knowing that you've done your best. You are not responsible for how other people treat you, but you are responsible for how you treat other people. You've done what is necessary to keep a clear conscience, and you have done what is necessary to keep a clean heart before God. Give me a clean heart. Baby, let me tell you something. You got to go low. Sometimes you got to eat crow to grow. And as I taught on Facebook earlier this last week, amen, meekness is not weakness. Meekness is strength. Beloved, let us start the day and start the week. As we prepare and continue, amen, in this Lent season, amen, for the celebration of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. I pray that I'll see all of you on Easter Sunday. Amen. I pray for those of you who are members of other churches. If it's going to be so many people at your church, amen. See if your pastors will give you permission to just come on. Amen. And I'm going to be praying on it all week. I'm going to be praying. What Pastor Bradford praying? Pastor praying that everybody in the ministry will show up on Easter Sunday at the Temple of Refuge Church. I'm going to pray it. I'm going to see how much. I'm going to pray it. I'm going to pray it. I'm going to say, God, help them to be there because they want to be there. So just so we can be together in fellowship. Because, amen, because that's just on my heart to do. Amen. Beloved, now it's time to enjoy sweet, unhindered fellowship in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Doing the right thing is not always easy, beloved. Don't become a prisoner of your own emotions. Do it God's way and win. Amen. And amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, here in your light, we see the light of your truth shining on the reality of the nonsense that we've allowed to become a dividing wall of offense. We acknowledge our part in this, and we are thinking and responding contrary to the love of God. We will not ignore the situation any longer or harden our hearts in pride. In obedience to your word, Father, we will humbly go to our brother and our sister with the sincere desire to make this right. This may be difficult and somewhat embarrassing, but a clear conscience and an unhindered fellowship with you means more to us than anything. And as we seek to make peace, we entrust the outcome to you, Lord. In Jesus' name we thank you, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. All right. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. That's the word of God. Amen. For the blessed people of God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In form of announcements, amen, we'll be at the altar prayer today. Amen. Glory be to God at 12 o'clock and back at 9 o'clock. Amen. Hallelujah. Praying. Amen. Praying. Amen. Glory be to God. Make sure there's no offense in your heart. You can't pray over offense. Amen. Glory be to God. In Jesus' name. All right. We're going to pick up, amen, on the women of the Bible right after Easter. So that gives me some time without pressure. Amen. Glory be to God to map out, amen, another 30 women in the Bible and contact everybody. And you'll have sufficient time, amen, to do your research. Amen. Because we did some of the easy women before. Amen. Now we got to go a little bit deeper. Amen. So now you're going to have time to do so. Amen. In Jesus' name. Another prayer petition on this week, beloved. Let us lift up our Good Friday service where we're using our seven amen, young people to come and expound the word of God, amen, on that glorious Good Friday service. Pray for them. Pray for that event. Amen. Glory be to God. Let that be your prayer petition for this week. And we bless the Lord. All right. I think that's it. Amen. This is our week for our praise party. Amen. This Friday night. Amen. At 9 o'clock. Amen. So when our minister Joanne reaches out to you, amen. Amen. Call her back. If you're not available, call her back. Amen. Let's stop ducking and dodging one another, saints. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. All right. Seems like it's something else I'm supposed to be announcing. One more. On our TV channel, I think most of you have the link. Well, I don't know if all of you know Archbishop Nicholas Duncan. Well, he is actually one of our official apostolic coverings for this ministry. He's like the biggest minister in Africa and also in Pennsylvania, has thousands and thousands of people under him. Amen. Glory be to God. Matter of fact, this ministry is also covered under his apostolic covering. Well, he is now on the TV channel. And, amen, because we have favor with the engineers, they're putting us right after him. They're putting our TV program. Some of our TV programs are going to go right before him, and some are going to go right after him. Amen. Because he has thousands and thousands of people that watch. So while they're still watching, amen, they have put our programs in. Isn't it something how God will give you favor when you wait on him without stressing? Amen. Glory be to God. When you wake up, and God said, we labor to enter into his rest. And look at that, favor. Favor. That's all we want to say. Amen. So in the meantime, we're going to keep tightening up our structure. Amen. I sent out our job description to a few of you. These are not the things that the ministry is going to do. Everything on that job description is everything we're doing right now. It's just that I'm doing it all. And Erica does help also. Amen. With the graphic part. Everything on that job description is what I am doing right now. Pastor, how do you do all this a little bit at a time? Laying the foundation, and then God is going to bring everybody in, stacking everybody up. And look, you become an it takes years to become an overnight success. It takes years to become an overnight success. Amen. In our case, amen, it's been 12 years. All right, Father God, we say thank you for the services. Thank you for the word. Thank you for helping us to get it right, to get it right. Brother, I was offended. Sister, I was offended. Brother, you offended me. Sister, you offended me. Let us get it right. Talk about it. Laugh about it. Drink a cup of coffee over it. Whatever we need to do, let's get over it. There's work to be done in your ministry, in your kingdom, Father. And these little things are holding us back from one another and, most importantly, from you. If you brought it to our attention, that means we have a responsibility to deal with it, the issue. Thank you for helping us. In Jesus' name. Now we, Father God, anoint the prayer warriors as they come. Father God, in the name of Jesus, to serve today. Father God, unctionize them, anoint them. Father God, hallelujah. Bless our week. Bless our day. Thank you for good reports and breakthroughs. In Jesus' name. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost, and we seal this prayer and this service in Jesus' name. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present your faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever. And the Lord bless you and keep you, and the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, and the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. Walk in the blessing, saints. The blessing manifestation is already here. And remember that doing the right thing is not always easy, but God says that his yoke is easy and his burden is light. I love you. Amen. Looking forward to meeting you at the altar prayer, Lord's willing. Amen. If not, we'll be back 5 o'clock tomorrow morning on Facebook, Lord's willing. And if not, we'll be back here tomorrow. Amen. Same time, place, and station. In Jesus' name. Pastor Bradford, signing out.
My soul, Savior. My soul,
come on, just know it. Just sing it with me.
My soul sings.
Take it again.
Where you lead me, I will follow. When you call me, I will answer. Oh, my Lord, please teach me to know your way. Whatever it takes, whenever you want, what moment you choose, whatever you plan, oh my Lord, let your will be done in me. So be my guide, be my light, be my way, be my will.
Let me take it again.
So be my light and be my guide. Be my way. Be my way. Oh, my love. Come lay me.